G'day, Shane.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Were you? I guess nobody was really surprised, were they, with Adelaide coach Dom Pike stepping down after 4 years? It was only 2 years ago, mate. He made the grand final.
Yeah, and I think it's funny. It's like, oh, he resigned, but he does have a lot of business interests, and I think he's a very well-off person. So maybe he just got to us, especially in Adelaide. It's just fish, you know, living in a fishbowl. They live and breathe it. So I think after a while, I think he's got some young daughters as well.
Right.
So I'd imagine after a while, he's like, you know what? I don't need this anymore. Yeah. I tried. It's not going the right way. And the thing is, he was pretty hard on some of the players, which is what they needed. Yet, it's funny, they all turn on you, you know?
Yeah.
What happens?
It's a hard gig coaching, mate. There's no question about that. Doesn't matter who you ask and any of the coaches. It's a hard gig and you're under pressure all the time, unless you're winning all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Winning is everything. We don't want close losses. We don't want good efforts. You need to have a W next to your name or next to your team at the end of the day.
Yeah, valiant and, attempts, no good.
And sure, you've been involved in these, and so too have Shane, but it all seems to get back to this big pre-season camp they went on, Shane, and the fallout from that has been horrific, wasn't it? Some outside big consultancy group who came in and, geez, some of the senior players, you know, cut up really rough about it.
And do you know what happens? Like, as a player, like, you want to have a say and you want to feel like you're having some kind of input, especially the leadership group. But at the end of the day, the coach has got to take control and go, yes, we're going to do this camp. There's a reason behind it. And the players have just got to do as they're told, you know? Mm. And that's maybe a reason why Adelaide haven't had great success over the last couple of years, is because they're doing their own little thing at times out on the field, you know? So you've got to buy in. Everyone has to buy in 100%. And, yeah, it's been a very disappointing couple of years for the Crows.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the issues with leadership groups, is all of a sudden you don't have one person in charge. You have a group that seems to have a say. Do you think, you know, and I'll use a rugby league analogy here, but do you think Wayne Bennett really cares what the leadership group thinks?
No,
Did Alex Ferguson at Manchester United give two hoots about what the leadership group thought? And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I just think that sometimes they work better in that sort of scenario.
No, you want the players to obviously buy in. Yeah. You all want to try and be on the same page. But at the end of the day, you've got one boss. And if he tells you you've got to put your head over the footy, you've got to put your head over the footy. If he says you've got to run back with a fight of the ball and there's every chance you're going to get smashed, if you don't do it when it's your turn, you're out. And, you know, and that's what I think the good coaches, you know exactly where you stand.
Yeah, correct.
The older players at Adelaide have obviously tried to have some kind of influence, and it's nothing against them. But at the end of the day, a new coach is going to come in and there's every chance he might move some of them on straight away anyway. So, it's a fascinating time.
It certainly is.
It is. Can you tell us, mate, how big an impact will this have on the West Coast, who are actually favourites against Geelong? That no William Rioli. Now, the allegation is that he replaced his A-sample drugs test with something else apart from his own urine, and that was back on August 20. Now, he's kicked 18 goals in 14 games so far this season, Shane, so he's obviously a very, very good player. Can they win without him?
And he was very good last week against the Bombers. He just gets to the right spots. He's just a really clean and classy type player. But I just don't understand with the drug test, because the drug authorities are with you. As soon as you leave the field from training or come off from playing, they follow you and they're with you everywhere you go. Mm. You go to the shower, they're in the shower with you.
Yep.
So when you give your sample, you're virtually nude. They're only like 1 metre away. They have to witness the sample coming out of them. And then they don't leave your sight until you actually pour the liquid or the urine into your sample. So this is crazy times. Like, I can't wait to see how it all unfolds and what's actually going on, because it's almost impossible to try and fudge a test these days with the scrutiny and with the authorities. And these days they seem to have upped the security as well with the testers. There seems to be at least two rather than one like there used to be in the past.
Yeah, it is. I said that this morning, Shane. It's very awkward. Or it's very hard to try and fudge this. I know there's been numerous people, you know, attaching things to their body and
the Wizinator.
The Wizinator and all this sort of stuff.
You can get it on the net.
But I just can't see how that's going to wash with two blokes or females standing there watching. I don't know. I'd love to see what the actual factual circumstances that are going to be alleged by ASADA in this whole matter, actually how they unfold. Because you're right. You're 100% right. It's I just don't know how it's going to work out. Anyway.
I don't know how much it costs, but it's called the Wizinator.
It's impossible. It is almost impossible to do anything these days. So I really don't understand how on earth, you know, things have eventuated the way they have. Willie Rioli, we need him playing footy because he's a superstar, but I don't know. And you know what? Stage fright's a big thing too, because when you've got someone you don't know a metre away from you, I'll tell you what, sometimes it's hard to even give a sample.
Yeah, TK knows all about stage fright, so... mate. Just,
I can't deny it.
someone told me you're up in Sydney.
I am. Today and tonight, actually, we're bringing out an NBA superstar from the Portland Trailblazers. His name's Damian Lillard. He's a superstar. He's a point guard. I think he hit the buzzer beater last year against OKC.
Yep.
But he's coming out. He's doing something tonight at World Square. And we're going to be a part of it. But he's also a rapper. So he's just released an album. And he's going to perform a couple of songs as well. So this is, I don't know. I think this is uncharted territory where you've got an absolute superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Who didn't play for the US because I think he decided he needed to concentrate on a few other things, even though I think they wanted to virtually make him captain.
Yeah, sure.
And now he's coming out here to perform a couple of songs and say g'day to the NBA fans out here. So it's going to be an interesting time tonight.
Absolutely. And if he performs one of his raps, which I know TK again would be a big fan of.
I'm huge on the raps, yeah.
Really? I'm more love songs and dedication. So.
I'm a bit with you, Shane.
I think we're all of that generation, Shane, to be fair. Can I ask you one last thing? And it's probably more on a sad note. Obviously, we heard about Danny Frawley and we've seen all the footage. He was obviously very, very a large-than-life character down there in Melbourne. I used to watch The Bounce and have a laugh.
Funny
and
show.
Things like that. What's the impact of the loss of Danny Frawley in Victoria?
It's huge. Like, we're all really good friends with Danny. You know, he had his battles over the last 4 or 5 years, but, like, he's the type of guy that as soon as he walks into a room or he sits down with a couple of mates, you know, he's the life of the party, tells amazing stories, was best mates with Tony Lockett.
Yeah.
Growing up, still very tight he was with Tony Lockett, and he's just a really good country boy. I lived in the same suburb as him in Melbourne, so I used to see him a lot. He's going to be sorely missed. It's an absolute tragedy. But when we think about him, and it's been good the last few days, all the stories of just how much fun and how much laughter and how much joy he brought to everyone and the energy. So he was a great man and obviously going to be sorely missed.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Very, very sad.
I will tell you about this weekend's footy really quickly if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Mate,
so we've got GWS made outsiders against the Brisbane Lions. Do you give the Giants any hope?
I do. They're a very classy outfit, although they've been a bit unreliable. So I'm going to go. History tells you that normally 1-2, even if they fall the first week, they'll get through the next week. I think Brisbane had their chances against Richmond. You need scoreboard pressure, especially early on when you get an opportunity. So I think Brisbane, but I'm not confident. And I tell you what, Geelong are taking a West Coast with the winner to take on Richmond the following week. But Geelong have just copped it. Chris Scott, the coach, has copped it all week, saying the media are saying he made the wrong coaching moves, which is not necessarily the case. But the effort wasn't there. It was really unlike Geelong. There was lack of effort. They didn't put their body on the line at times. They would have hated looking and reviewing the game on the Monday. So I expect Geelong to really be the real Geelong tonight against West Coast. Once again, I really think it's a flip of the coin. But I think just knowing how much Geelong have copped it in the media and knowing what Chris Scott was like to play against, he whacked me in the face a few times, but also the way he coaches, he's got that real go in him. I just think it's going to be game on. And they start really poorly, Geelong. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're bashing the crap out of each other before they ran out in the field, and it's game on.
And quickly, mate, as well, your Tappet initiative for the tab. We've seen the ad, so you're tapping every bloke you see on the weekend on the backside.
Well, it's all about the AFL and NRL players during finals. If they give a teammate a bit of a bum tap during the game, $100 goes straight to the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia. So we're hoping...
Oh, it sounds like the battery just went flat there, but that's right. It's a great initiative. So you'll see a few of the boys over the AFL and also the NRL over the weekend. A bum tap, and that's $100,000, trying to raise $100,000 for the hashtag Tappet initiative. And that's courtesy of the tab, raising awareness for prostate cancer.